Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. I'm so excited to introduce as our guest today, Emeril Lagasse, world-famous chef and proprietor of 12 restaurants and the best-selling author of 19 cookbooks. He's here today to talk about his new book, Essential Emeril, Favorite Recipes and Hard-Won Wisdom for My Life in the Kitchen. Welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Did you know that you could get paid to shop at your local grocery store? That's right, cash back, just for shopping with Ibotta. Ibotta is a free mobile app that pays you cash for everyday purchases by ditching the coupons and earning cash back the fun and easy way. From grocery staples like milk and eggs to all of the ingredients you'll need for your next recipe, Ibotta has exclusive rebates at your favorite grocery stores and retailers. No more searching around for offers, coupons, or discount codes. Find the best deals whenever you shop with Ibotta. Simply unlock rebates before you go shopping and verify your purchases when you get home by taking a picture of your receipt or linking your store's loyalty card. Then you'll receive your cash back via PayPal, Venmo, or gift cards. Check it out online at ibotta.com. That's I-B-O-T-T-A.com. Or simply download the app through the App Store. Use the referral code COOKSTER and instantly receive a $10 welcome bonus when you redeem your first rebate within the app. Ibotta users have earned millions in cashback rewards. How will you spend yours? Happy earning.
So first, tell us about the new book. What's the philosophy behind it and how did you come up with the idea?
Well, thank you. Essential Emeril is my latest book, as you said, of favorite recipes and basically a lot of wisdom from the kitchen. So, if you will, not a memoir, but sort of a journey of the last 30 years for me of dishes, of places, of faces, inspirations along the way. And I have to tell you, it's not only a beautiful book with incredible photographs, but a cookbook with lots of technique, which I think is very important to teach people about technique.
Well, I have the book in front of me and the photographs are beautiful, but what I notice about it is that you really have pared down the recipes that you chose to include. You must have had to cut out so many of your favorites to come up with the ones that are included. How did you choose what would make the cut?
Yeah, there's not, not everybody unfortunately could make the book because the book can only be so big or it would probably have to be toted around in a U-Haul truck. A lot of people, places that didn't make the book, who knows, maybe there'll be an Essential Emeril 2, who knows, but this is very, very inspirational. There, you know, there's a dish, and also what I want to say is, this is not recipes that have been copied. These are my interpretation of recipes of these people that who have influenced me, whether it's the late Charlie Trotter, who I dedicated the book to, or Mario Batali, or Larry Forgione, or Freddie Giraudet. These are really people who have inspired me, and this is my interpretation of their dish and their memory.
You do have so many great stories in the book about other chefs that you pay tribute to through these recipes. What are some cookbooks over the years that you've loved that have inspired you?
Well, you know, cookbooks for me are the way. Obviously, they're not so current, most of them, because they're perhaps written about past memories. So I don't look at them as sort of futuristic. I look at them as really solid love and passion of what the author is trying to do. And those authors could be, there's so many right now. You know, I love Mario Batali and I love how he writes. I love Larry Forgione. I love what Jim Beard did, what Julia Child did, what Jacques Pepin does. So for me, when I get a cookbook, it's about reading it, hopefully from cover to cover, the inspiration of what they're trying and the meaning of what they're trying to do. And then I just sort of understand. I understand the recipes. I understand the dishes better. So for me in this book, it wasn't so much about writing a book about recipes. It was so much about the story and the memories, and then the recipe came as an inspiration. So, again, as I mentioned, there's a tremendous amount of technique, you know, whether it's a little bit of the pasta water that you're doing, whether it's the sear of the tuna, whether it's the slow roasting cooking method of the salmon that was an inspiration of Freddie Girardet, or whether it was the miso cod that I've been eating for more than 30 years from Noble Matsuhisha.
The very first story you tell in the book in the introduction is this wonderful story about picking vegetables in your family's garden as a child and then making vegetable soup with your mom. What are some of your tricks and techniques to make vegetables super appealing?
Well, you know, we had a garden in the backyard, and it was my first memory of making vegetable soup. I guess maybe I was about 7 years old, being on a stool with my mom and understanding, you know, the importance of what was being put in the pot, the simplicity. And we made it, and then it was okay. And then it was like, okay, well, it's okay. Then we're going to make it again. So another day we made it again. And then understanding the importance of what the soil did, you know, these simple, beautiful vegetables, whether it was a zucchini or a tomato or a squash that we were putting inside of the soup, it became, to me, the understanding of that, you know, raising fresh ingredients really can make delicious food. And so what I try to tell a lot of my staff today is that, you know, great ingredients really makes great cuisine. It's, yes, technique is very important, but simplicity is even more important.
What kitchen essentials do you think people should splurge on, and what's not worth it? When it comes to equipment and ingredients, where do you tell people to really make the investments?
I think that, you know, whether you have a professional stove or just a home stove, understanding that stove and what it does is important. And then, of course, you know, what's important is having good cookware, having good cutlery, a good cutting board, a side towel or two that you can keep clean. Those are essential things that you need. Then the gadgets that come along with that, whether it's a, you know, a microplane or whether it's a good peeler is also very important. Those things begin to start building your repertoire of working in the kitchen. And then I'd like to think that having a copy of Essential Emerald adds to what you can do in the kitchen.
You've served over the years as a mentor to so many up-and-coming chefs. What are the major pieces of advice that you find yourself giving again and again?
I think that you need to be honest. I think that you need to have a mentor. I think that you really need to understand what you're doing. For home cooks, what I try to tell people is read the recipe. Read it once, read it twice. Try to get a feel for what it's saying to you before you go ahead and try to cook it. People that just open up a cookbook and say, well, okay, I'm going to be on page 119, and okay, boom, I'm going to, you know, read the recipe, read it twice, understand. Maybe there's a story with it. That read the technique, read the method of preparation. Those things are so important.
Well, there are certainly great recipes in this book that are worth reading, as well as the stories that go along with them. Thank you so much for sharing these tips and tricks with us today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, and I really appreciate your time. And all I can say in ending with you, as you know me, this is a really a fabulous book, and a fabulous book to cook from and share with family and friends. There's so much in here. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did putting it together.
Definitely check out the new book, Essential Emerald, Favorite Recipes and Hard-Won Wisdom from My Life in the Kitchen, and visit quickanddirtytips.com/clevercookster for a few of the recipes we touched on today. Tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.